This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Governor Jared Polis officially signed next year's state budget this morning. To comply with an annual spending cap, lawmakers had to find $1 billion to cut across state government. Colorado's budget for next year is $44 billion. In education, K-12 funding will be raised to $12,000 per student. Tuition increases for state colleges and universities will be capped at 3.5%. Meanwhile, reimbursement rates for Medicaid providers will not keep pace with inflation. Larger jets are replacing smaller prop planes on a route between Pueblo and Denver this week. Greg Pedroza is Pueblo Memorial Airport's Director of Aviation. He says its new carrier, Denver Air Connection, could provide more reliable and cheaper service. Those issues have kept passengers away from the airport over the last 6 years.
They are going to be very mindful that their price point is competitive to that drive and all the other expenses that come along with going to Denver or Colorado Springs.
The new carrier will get more than $13 million in federal subsidies during the next 2 years. An area that was ravaged by flash flooding in 2013 in Lyons is being reborn as a community fruit orchard. Glenn Dullman came up with the idea. He's working with the Lyons Community Farm Project. The project has planted all types of fruit trees, including apple, peach, and cherry.
And I've been hearing so much about how lack of community and being social in the United States is a disease these days. And so we're trying really hard to make this a community effort.
This is CPR News.